Gittin Perek Vav Mishnah Vav 6:6. The Mishnah continues on with the previous topic. It says, Misha haya mushlach levor. You have a person who's been thrown into a pit, and says the Gemara, the case is that he is there alone. He doesn't know who's on top of the pit, but he screams out, Va'amar, kol ha-shomei es kolo, whoever can hear his voice, yichtov ged le'ishto, should write a get to his wife. So he doesn't explicitly say it should be delivered. He's sort of in the pit saying, this in the pit here is, you know, Yitzchak, the son of Yaakov, please, you know, if you, I'm married to a woman named Sarah who lives in Beit Shemesh, please write a get for her. So although he didn't say write a get and deliver it, Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu, the person who hears is authorized to both write and deliver it. And again, like the previous case, we're treating this guy as like a mesukan, a person who's at the risk of dying, and he's trying to save his wife from becoming an aguna, whatever the story is, and therefore we'll treat that as sufficient authorization. New paragraph, habari. This is returning to the basic point. A person who's regular, a healthy person, meaning someone who's not a mesukan, who's not at risk of dying. Sha'amar, if he simply says, kisfu get le'ishti, write a get for my wife, but doesn't say to deliver it. So then, that's not going to be sufficient authorization. The get can't be given. It could be written, but it can't be given. Because says the Mishnah, ratza l'sachekba. He literally translated as, he wants to play with her. Now, it doesn't mean that he's being very playful. It means he wants to play with her in terms of, like, we'll call it mind games, right? So he's basically saying, listen, I want to get written, so I have one at the ready sitting on my shelf, so he puts his wife on notice, you know, one more strike and you're out. The get is waiting to be delivered on the spot. So the point is, that's how I understand the mandate, to write a get to my wife without saying to deliver it, so it can be written but not delivered. Now, we're going to have a story here. The story essentially doesn't quite corroborate what we just said before, and therefore the Gemara says there's a chesur mechzer, missing words, but I think you'll understand perfectly what's going on over here without me going to the missing words. It says the following ambiguous case. Maisa once happened, bebari echad, there was a guy, and he was not a mesukan, he was a regular healthy person, ostensibly. Sha'amar, he said, kisfu get li'ishti. He said, write a get for my wife. I didn't say to deliver it. Then, va'ala l'rosha gag, he went up on the roof, v'nafal v'mase, and then he fell off the roof and he died. So now they didn't know what to do. Again, the case must be that the get was, the case was that after he said kisfu, write the get, the person wrote the get and delivered it to the wife, perhaps in an unauthorized way, but the point is he delivered the get to the wife, and then this fellow, you know, promptly thereafter, he dies from falling off the roof. So now the question is the get valid or not? Now, if you read the Mishnah exactly, on face value, we just said a healthy person who says write a get doesn't say deliver it, that's not valid. However, in this case, the circumstances by which he died are such that maybe he committed suicide. And if he committed suicide, so then we would say, listen, maybe his mind was on his impending suicide. And when he said write to my wife a get, then he meant also deliver it, just that he had other things on his mind. And that's what the Mishnah will say. Amar Rabban Shimon Gamliel, he says, listen, Imru Chachamim, I have a tradition from the rabbis. Im me'atzmo nafal, if he fell because he himself threw himself off the roof, so he committed suicide, so therefore hareze get, if the get was delivered prior to his death, so the get will be effective, because we will impute to his words that he was like a mesukan, he was on the, you know, he had other things on his mind, and when he said write, he meant write and deliver. But im haruach dachatu, if the wind blew him off the roof, and it was an accident that he fell off, so then eno get, and certainly it's not a get, because he only said he was a bari, a healthy person who happened to have died properly thereafter, but the point is, he only authorized the writing, not the delivery of the get, and therefore there's no mandate to deliver it, and therefore it will not be effective. So that would mean that his wife is considered to be a widow and almana, and not a grusha divorcee, and then all the ramifications thereof would flow from that.